Range. I ain't harboring the pain. Regret wild passion, but that's a gal flash kick. My nigga charges to the game. I be chastised as the villain. The emerald legacy of the game. This ain't a microphone, it's a cast iron skillet. The natural high of a feeling from grass to the sky ceiling. You can check my dossier. I've been classified as the illest fan.
A few CTCs of adrenaline administered to ache by way of the bend.
Yeah. intelligent life from inside the machine. I, for one, can't wait to meet it.
Story, NCOM CEO and video game icon Kevin Flynn has disappeared. He was best known for designing Tron and Space Paranoids, the best-selling video games in history.
The company that started at Kevin Flynn's arcade in the 1980s has faced years of corporate turmoil. Can it find its way to the victory screen once again?
It's a sister act for NCOM. Even Tess Kim take the reins of the massive tech company after Sam Flynn resigns for personal reasons.
NCOM's rebound under the Kim sisters' leadership has competitors rushing to respond.
Software giant Dillinger Systems appoints its new CEO, Julian Dillinger, who vows to restore his grandfather's legacy.
The breach between NCOM and Dillinger Systems heats up as new CEOs Julian Dillinger and the Kim sisters square off.
Here at NCOM, we believe the beauty of AI is not the ability to build smarter weapons, but to uplift humanity, feed the hungry, cure the sick, educate the world.
Rival CEOs Julian Dillinger and Eve Kim have gone quiet in recent months, raising speculation that two companies are very close to a substantial technological breakthrough.
One that has the potential to transform humanity in ways we have never seen before. The future may well lie in the hands of whoever gets there first.
real deal. I think we're going to be inside Tron R's for a while this year. You know, the first one, Tron Original. Right, Tron Original. It's an 80, dude, that's a 40-year-old movie. It gotta be 84, 85, right? That's a 40-year-old movie. And then Tron Legacy came out, let's say 2017, 2016, 2018, around then, Tron Legacy came out. And the original Tron didn't look as good as the newer Trons, but the original Tron sounded better. Like, you can listen to it. Go watch it and go side by side. And yet the special effects don't hold up. But the sound is way better. Whatever they did in sound for part one is way better than part two. To my opinion. In my opinion. All right? So I think Tron R's, from what it looks like to me and what it sounds like to me, they might have made up for it. They might have realized, wait a minute, Tron Legacy was a better movie, looking movie, but we didn't sound as good as the first one. We need to make that better. Let's put it in the third movie, Tron Ares. So I think they learned, and that sounded pretty fresh. That sounded pretty sweet, guys. So look out for the next few weeks for Tron R's. Tron Ares. Stop it. You touched me first, Poppy. Stop. We're serious right now. We had all that good stuff, guys. We also had music from Ivan the Terrible with 12th Night. We had the song Spanish Saffron. And then an artist, Macha Cha Cha. Substance 810 Vega the Ronin. And DJ Grasshopper. All together on one track for Spanish Saffron. Before that, we had the one and only artist, Griflin, and the song went Research Channel. We also had music from SB. Song Addicted. Some JMSN with I Don't Even Think About You. JMSN. New to my eardrums and the universe. The spontaneous innuendos universe. Here we go. Here we am. Here we rise. Shouts out to all. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show, Drop the Charges. All will be well. He comes in spinning, mixing vinyl, soul, blues, all that good stuff. He's awesome. And he'll be here in 30 minutes. All will be well. Still shining. Still riding. Last minute requests. Request. Press 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. There it is, baby. Or you can go email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. ITSFACO. Handle me. And hope to see you Saturday, February 28th. On Broadway, The Live Assault. Doors 6:30. Music starts at 7:30 Saturday, February 28th. This is all happening at 435 Broadway, San Francisco, California. Flipper and Friends, Fang, False Flag, The Freak Accident, and Bitch Fit. Members of Avengers and Dead Kennedys performing with Flipper and Friends. Bitch Fit representing the new guard of high energy punk rock. Oh man, be able to get limited time merch. Limited time. All happening Saturday, February 28th, 435 Broadway, in San Francisco, the North Beach, to be exact. Presented, co-presented, Radio Valencia and SF Music Week. There'll be Radio Valencia DJ spinning music. It's all going to be awesome. Hope to see you there. February 28th, 435 Broadway, San Francisco. On Broadway, The Live Assault. 7:30 p.m. More information, go to radiovalencia.fm. That's what's up. Oh, I also got... I'm a torta, huh? Says, I have a lot of gas, but luckily, haven't sharded yet. Once I curled up a Cadbury egg, shaped turd, coming home from smoking an owl on the school track. Woo, woo, whatever you want to do. Cadbury eggs are nice. Eggs, talk about eggs. One time I pooped out that Jurassic Park egg, man. You remember when the dinosaur came out? It was like that, man. Felt better after it was out of me, man. I get surprised from what comes out of my stomach. But it's digested, you know? So that's good. You're going forward, Amatorta. And you want to smoke owls on the school track. That's cool. You know, you guys have that here. You know, a lot of cities have it here. Like the light rail. I think the one I'm talking about usually goes through like the Haight Avenue. You know, I think it's called a light rail or a light train. That's a good place to smoke. You know? Well, it used to be. Not anymore. Now cameras and robotic doors, man. You know, people might get mad at me and go, hey, fuck, what are you trying to do, bro? That's a trap. You smoking a light rail, one of those train light rails. They can keep you sealed inside. They don't have to open the doors. You know, they'll close the doors on you. They have the ability. They'll lock the doors on you, and the doors won't open. You know? And then you're trapped. But, hey, there's always a way. Why don't you ever ride the rails? They have, like, an emergency exit window. You can always get out. Always get out. You know? So you're never locked in. They have to have that. They can never give AI the emergency exits, the emergency lights, you know, doors. They can't do that. You know, you want to give AI, you know, your cooking job, okay. I guess what I know. Okay, fine. But the emergency exits, not for AI. It can't be. It doesn't make sense if someone says, hey, let's have all our emergency exits have AI. What do you say? No. Get it out of there. And it's like, okay. You know, come on, Facco. People go, come on, Facco. That's not true, Facco. AI is going to make our lives safe, better. Come on, stop it, Thacko. Stop it. You know? They can't. You know? The emergency lights. If the emergency the power goes out, man. AI can't be in control of it. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong. Keep them away from my emergency lights, emergency exits, and the bathrooms. You know, you want to have your AI, you know, it's going to take your wiener schnitzel job, okay? There's nothing we can do about it. All right? It's going to take your if it hasn't already. But keep them out of the bathroom. Keep them away from emergency exits. Keep them away from emergency lighting. And if you ask me, this is a controversial statement, keep them away from school zones. That's old school. I'm old. You want to have it in junior high, that's fine. I'll meet you in school. Get them out of there. Those kids are busy learning cursive and Roman numerals. And they have to know how to use a card catalog, too. A Texas Instrument. What world am I living in? In the world that I want to live in, AI has nothing to do with emergency lights. I know it sounds archaic. What are you going to do, man? I'm close-minded on certain things, man. You want to give AI called the power to launch missiles? That's on you. I'm not going to stop you, but I want them away from the bathrooms. I want them away from the emergency lights, okay? This is the old guy talking, I guess. What are you going to do? Get off my ass. That's my day off. We're here. I'm happy. DJ Mark's getting ready. We've got...
Hello, hello.
Broadway, the live assault. 435 Broadway, Flipper and Friends. Go to 435 Broadway, San Francisco, the North Beach. And come check out Flipper and Friends, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. And you'll get to see Radio Valencia. DJ spinning music. Spinning. Vinyl. Spinning escorts. Everything you need in life. Music. Any last minute requests? 415-766-4428. Time. Hope to see you February 28th. I'm Brown. We did this. We did that, huh? We did a lot of stuff, guys. And everything is getting cooked up, but we still here. Shouts out to all. Let's see if I can do it, guys. I'm gonna do it, all right? This song, but I wanna play it, okay? Hold on 1 second. Let me just find it. I'm having trouble finding what I want. But see, AI's mad at me right now because I was talking all this shit, telling him I don't want him to sit on the same toilet seat that I want to sit. I don't want AI fucking in a bathroom that I use. I don't want their germs, you know. There needs to be human bathrooms and AI bathrooms, okay, man? Separate us. Don't be sitting on the same toilet seat I'm sitting, AI, okay? Don't fucking examine me. I didn't call for that. I already got Kaiser. Get off my ass. And don't read my ass, all right? That's personal. Stay out of the bathrooms, AI. Arguing with AI right now. You think I turned off the mic and I'm not arguing with AI still? Still arguing with AI. AI's messing with me right now. I'm gonna beat you. I will beat you. I promise. We're doing it. Alright, guys. Know this song. This song is sick. And it's always going to be awesome. No matter who listens to it. Alright, guys. It doesn't matter. This song is sick. And I'm even going to play the real version of it. I thought of playing something different. But no. I'm pissed now. This song is sick. Always remember that. Okay? And anybody can listen to a song. Anybody in this world can listen to a song. And it doesn't mean it represents them, okay? It doesn't mean you represent them, too. This is just a cool song. And you heard this song here. And you know why it's a cool song? Because it's played here, right now. This is where you remember it, and nowhere else. Live. No, not live. But an awesome studio song. Here we go. This is The Coasters Radio. Valencia.
When you smile at me, I hear a melody. It haunted me from the start.
Check. Check.
Yes, just use your imagination. By the way, Tolstoy's son of Luca taught me.
pictures of me for the last three games. I'm telling you, I think he's a scout for the big leagues.
Marty, this is Hackensack, New Jersey. No scout guns here, you understand that? Train's going through the outfield right now. But if you strike this guy out, I'll take you with me tonight. We'll get you drunk. That's a promise. Two out. Two! Two!
Agenda looks about the same. He's at a bar celebrating his victory. Yeah, he was a winning pitcher today.
Yeah, right now you're playing for Hackensack. So what are you doing running around in a Cubs jersey, huh?
A Cubs jersey? What are you talking about? Hey, what number is that?
It says 35.
Well, that was my number when I played with the Cubs. They were the only big league team smart enough to let me play for them.
Is he a good pitcher? He's enthusiastic. Kind of like a kid in the candy store, you know what I mean?
Excuse me. Come here. Sorry, I'm waiting. Allow me.
Attractive.
Thank you very much.
Look, just keep your eye out for Rudy, will you?
He doesn't exist. There is no Rudy.
Yes, sir. I'll break the news to him first thing tomorrow morning. No, sir, I won't lose sight of him.
Hey, let me tell you something about athletes, okay? I mean, after a game, we gotta relax. We gotta come down. Unwind. My doctor told me, he said, hey, Brewster, man, get a massage. Come down.
We were reading in a medical journal that was left in the locker room the other day, an article written by this Oriental doctor on massages. See, we in the West give a massage like this, you know? And, see, all the energy coming from my hands is stopped by the fabric. Apparently, we here in the West don't know that, and we're just massaging.